to episode 7 of the Rebel Radio Podcast. Good thing we got past 69 because it was just, it was an awkward moment.
Awkward, yeah. Like, uncomfortable.
You guys, you know, I rely on you and the biscuit to pull off the joke sometimes.
Yeah.
Y'all just failed me epically on the 69 joke.
Yeah, yeah. It went halfway past my head before I was able to jump up and try and do something with it.
And Frank with his creepy pedophile-like laughter. It was odd.
Just very weird.
But we move on. Episode 70, Rebel Radio Podcast. TrustMeAjaya.com. That's where you can find the show. This is Mark.
This is Matt.
This is Brian.
Whoa.
Brian. Like Peter Griffin's dog?
Maybe.
Well, you know, people that know Frank, he looks a lot like Peter Griffin.
He does.
And he's not fucking here.
He's not.
And I'm going to get... You know, I try to keep Rebel Radio fairly clean, okay?
Drug and disease free.
We drop...
No herpes.
Every now and then we drop an F-bomb or an S-bomb, you know, but today there's going to be a lot of fucks because that fuck fell asleep on us.
He did.
And didn't show up to record.
Yep.
He's going to get called out on us. We had a whole four-man show planned, right? And it was designed for four people, and he just fucked it all out the fucking window.
Yep, he sure did. He took it and put it in.
Last night trying to get tickets to the My Little Pony panel.
Oh, that.
Well, you know, he's already in line for the My Little. You know, there's a My Little Pony movie coming out like in November.
Oh yeah,
he's already in line for it.
Oh yeah, he's got his seats already reserved.
So Brian is a friend of the show and a friend of ours, and so we thought we would bring him on to. You know, he's kind of interested in the podcasting game, and we're like, we've been trying for a month or so to, like, hey, get him on the show.
He's
a super Star Wars nerd. I mean, you guys think I'm a Star Wars guy, but TrustMeJedi.com, this guy across the table from me takes the fucking cake.
Yeah.
I think he goes to bed with a boner for Star Wars.
Hey, you know? Someone has to.
And one time his toast came out looking funny, and he's like, dude, this is so Vader's helmet.
Exactly.
And I'm like, what?
true story.
So we invite him on the show for a little hint as what we're going to do today. Last year, for the first time ever, we did a superhero draft around the same time as the NFL draft. So we were going to do our annual 2017 football draft today, and it was designed for four people that Frank just fucked up, but we're going to make do, okay?
the show must go on.
Biscuit's going to get called out a lot on this show, okay? So we had said, well, let's bring Brian on. You know, we've been talking about bringing Brian on episode Remnants of Rebellion, but right now we're focused on Rebel Radio because we're getting ready for Comic Palooza 2017.
And, speaking of Comic Palooza,
well, we're getting to that in a minute. So slow down. Don't be the we don't have Frank here, but we still have Frank here. Frank always wants to jump to the next thing.
Hey, now,
you know. So we're gonna get to Comic Palooza in a few minutes. We have a few things to talk about. First off, while we had Brian on the show, congratulations on your engagement.
Yes,
Brian's gonna get married here soon.
Brian is no longer gonna be a free man.
You know what? I'm gonna do something. She doesn't listen to the show anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Congratulations, Matt. Y'all are having another baby. Due in November.
Yes.
So, you know, the world can know that. You know, so what if she finds out?
Yeah.
You know, she's being weird about putting it on Facebook, and she doesn't listen to the show anyway.
Yeah.
So, and then
swimmers can swim.
And my little baby girl should be here in the next month. So, lots of things happening in our lives, you know. And so, before we get into Compalooza, because Brian, for people that don't know, he's a member of the 501st, some sort of fucking cosplay group. He's anxious to talk about it. We're going to talk about that in a little bit, because I want to talk about a few. It's been a huge week for news, but there's a couple of big things to talk about.
Especially for Compalooza.
Compalooza, we got some stuff coming. But first off, okay, I didn't even realize that the Masters of the Universe movie, it's been back and forth for a few years now.
Yeah.
At one point, John Woo was going to direct it. Mm-hmm. You know, we would have had slow motion He-Man.
Yeah.
Rian Johnson, who did episode 8, was going to direct it at one point. He was attached to direct after he did Looper before he got onto Star Wars. And now Mac G was attached to direct. Now all of a sudden he's off the project. But then like 2 days ago, Sony announced that the movie's going to come out in Christmas of 2019 with Mac G directing. Then all of a sudden yesterday, news came out, oh, never mind, Mac G's not directing. So, I don't know who's directing Master of the Universe, but...
It's a toss-up.
You know, we had a Master of the Universe movie in 1987, which people love or hate.
Yeah.
You know, Frank Langella's Skeletor is really great in it. But, man, you know, Master of the Universe is a cool concept, and I really would love to see a great live-action movie of it. You know, I grew up with it. You're a little bit younger than Matt than me and Brian, but Brian, I'm sure, remembers He-Man and Master of the Universe. You know, what I'm going to ask you guys in a second what y'all's thoughts would make a great He-Man movie, and here's my thought on a great He-Man movie. I'm thinking Mad Max, right? Not the Apocalyptic Wasteland. But I think a great He-Man movie would be that Skeletor and his minions come to... I can't remember the castle of Prince Adam.
Grayskull.
Was it
Grayskull?
No.
They
defend Grayskull.
They defend Grayskull.
And they steal something that can get Skeletor into Grayskull, like the ultimate key, right?
Mm-hmm.
And turn it into this badass fucking road movie where Man-at-Arms and Teela and He-Man are on their battle cats and stuff, and they're chasing Skeletor across the Eternia Wasteland to who gets to Grayskull first and defend it, and then have this huge battle at the end. That's what I'm thinking with a He-Man movie, like a Mad Max-style road movie. You know?
Okay.
What would you see in a Mad... What would you want to see in a badass Master of the Universe?
Who are they going to get to play He-Man, though?
I don't know. They'll think of somebody.
I would like some big buff dude, though.
Right, right. But I'm sure there's someone out there, and we're not thinking of. Yeah, you put the Rock in. Yeah. You put the Rock. The Rock in everything nowadays, you know. But what would you want to see in a He-Man movie?
I would like to see it a la Lord of the Rings. I would like to see a three-part trilogy.
I could go for that.
Yeah.
Build up. You know, there's a these little climactic events that happen within each movie. And then it builds up to this awesome ending.
I could see that. Any thoughts, Brian, on you for a Master of the Universe movie?
I'm same thing with Matt said. Just a three-part series, you know. But you got to get the right actor for He-Man, though. You can't get...
Dolph Lundgren in there. Yeah. Even though he looked
like
the part.
The Rock, maybe Schwarzenegger, just some big buff dude. You just can't. Maybe Batista?
Batista? Yeah, Batista can act.
Batista would be a good He-Man.
He'd need some hair.
I could see that, but... But yeah, I think there's two ways to go. I think you could do the epic Lord of the Rings style, but I also think He-Man asks itself for just a pure action film, you know. And I don't want to see them do. I have a feeling it's going to be a typical MacGuffin type movie. There's something they're trying to get, and He-Man has to stop them, or they'll capture He-Man's parents, or something like that. Will end up being what they'll do. All I know is, I mean, how badass is it in today's day and age? We didn't get Battle Cat in the Dolph Lundgren movie. We better have fucking Battle Cat in today's He-Man movie when it comes out.
They can make it happen.
If they can make apes look realistic in the Planet of the Apes films, we can get Battle Cat.
Be one of those typical movies where someone gets stolen, they got to go rescue him, so and such and such and such.
Right. Maybe so. And so that's one news that came out this week. The other one was DC has announced a digital service. Not officially announced it, that it's coming.
Yeah.
In early 2018. And with it is going to be the live-action Titans show that... They've been throwing around on TNT for a couple years now, and it got... So a DC digital service that's coming out, and it's going to have this Titans... And I'm all fucked up now, because I'll edit that part out. Okay. Live-action Titans show that's been in the works for some time now, and Young Justice Season 3, which we knew was announced last year at Comic-Con, and they never said where it was going to go. A lot of people thought Netflix, it would end up on Netflix, right?
Yeah, I thought that.
And but, you know, there was something I was remember reading a while back that they had asked Geoff Johns or somebody why Batman the Animated Series and Superman weren't on Netflix. And same thing with Super Friends and the old classics. And they said, well, we're working on something at the time. I remember reading that. Maybe this is what we're working on, because apparently this whole digital service is going to be completely DC-oriented. So I'm thinking that means movies like the recent DC films, the classic Superman and Batman films, their animated library is huge, going back to the 70s with the Super Friends and all that. And is this something you pay for?
I didn't see that. Yeah. I'm assuming you pay for it.
Right. Well, it's a digital service,
Probably.
So it's probably going to be something like what the WWE's doing with their network kind of thing. $10 a month.
See, I don't know. Because I already have Netflix, 10 would be steep. If it's like $6, like CBS All Access.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's only a $4 difference, but I could see 70 a year for it. You know, if it's $6 a month for 12 months, is that about 70 a year?
Yeah.
Give or take. $62 a year or something 62. Like that.
I mean, I
could see that for it, you know, because, I mean, I really want to see Young Justice Season 3. The cartoon is fantastic. The first two seasons are great. And the Titans TV series sounds interesting, you know, if done properly.
If done properly. It's
And to have access to DC's animated library would be really cool, because, man, Super Friends was great. I grew up with Super Friends. The old Adam West Batman. What if they put the old Adam West Batman TV series on?
That'd that be would awesome. Be really cool.
You know, and things
with the
like
whole
that.
Pow and Bam and
yeah, that might make it worth the price of a digital service.
Okay, if they put that on there, would you pay the $9.99 a month for something like that? Though that's the real question.
Possibly. I mean, I think I'm down for it. I'm a huge DC guy. People know that. When it comes to Marvel, it's pretty much strictly X-Men and Spider-Man for me. The rest of Marvel, I like it. Not probably as much as you, Matt. I know you like Captain America, all that, and I go see the films. But I've always been a DC guy. I love Batman, Green Lantern, The Flash. I love their characters. So for me, I think I would definitely spend the money on this when it comes out. If not for anything, just for Young Justice Season 3. You know, and I expect in San Diego, maybe we'll get more information on it about a launch date and when it's coming. And it seems like everyone Netflix is the big dog, right? But everyone's trying to have their streaming services. HBO, BBC, CBS with their new Star Trek show.
Working out for Crunchyroll.
I wonder if it's only a matter of time before Marvel has some sort of, you know. But then again, Marvel and Disney already have that. Well, Marvel and Disney already have that deal with Netflix already.
Yeah.
So I think they're probably comfortable with that. If anything, Disney will buy Netflix. Since they're buying everything anyway.
It can happen.
And last bit of news before we get, because, you know, Brian is over here, people. He's kind of being shy. You know, he's kind of new to podcasting. He's about to jump out of his seat if he doesn't get to talk about Comicpalooza. But we'll get to it in a minute. You know? And the other news is some release dates from Disney. Episode 9 is going to come out May of 2019.
I bet it gets pushed back.
I really like the idea of Christmas releases, but I guess we're getting Han Solo 6 months after The Last Jedi, and then a year later we'll get Episode 9.
I have a feeling Han Solo is going to be pushed back, just because with the Christmas releases, I think Disney's done a lot better, because it's a lot easier at Christmas time. Like we were talking yesterday, it's a lot easier to go during Christmas time, because people have that week off in between Christmas and New Year's. They go see movies.
I like the Christmas release
pattern.
Some
people, you know, have their tradition. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, let's go see a movie.
Yeah, I like the Christmas release pattern. I think that there's room for tentpole films at Christmas time, you know, and I like that, and I hope they stay that path. And then so we'll see if they push anything back. But the other one was they announced Indiana Jones 5 for the year 2020.
Wow.
How do you feel about that? I love Harrison Ford and I love Indiana Jones, but I think this is a franchise that it can continue on, and I want to see more Indiana Jones, but I think it needs to be recast. I really am starting to believe that as he gets older. It's hard to believe at his age.
It looks like they tried to pass the sword on to Shia LaBeouf.
To an extent, but no, not him. I just think it needs to be recast. I want to see a younger actor
sort
take
of
on.
Like what they do with Bond?
Like, I really think Chris Pratt would be great. As much as I find Chris Pratt a little too much at times, I think he'd be really great in the role. I love Harrison Ford, but I just think, man, maybe it's time to move on if you're going to keep doing Indiana Jones. Yeah, because, I mean, Crystal Skull wasn't that great. It was okay. It's definitely the weakest of the four. You know, there's no doubt about it. You know, and
about Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
I could see that. That's maybe not a sexy pick, but I could see that as a pick.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I could see that. If he got in shape like he was when he did Born.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
And that's exactly what I thought
right.
of.
Right. Yeah, I mean, no, it's actually good casting. It's not, like I said, not a sexy pick, but a good pick.
Yeah.
You know, something different. And Harrison's going to always be one of my all-time favorite actors of all time. But I think it's just one of those roles that it's hard to believe he could be 76. I think he's 76, 77. I don't have it in front of me. And to go out there and still do what he does.
Whenever he did Crystal Skull, that was amazing. Just how old he was. And
my only downside to that is do you do a movie with someone else, recast, you know, Harrison Ford and Indiana Jones, and it ends up killing the whole entire franchise, though?
I think Indiana Jones is a big enough name. Well, I think, but if you bring Spielberg back for one more, as long as you have that name attached to it, you know, I think you can do it.
But
you know?
Look at the Bond series. They recasted the Bond series and it died for a while because they picked the wrong person for Bond.
Well, I don't think that. No, I think the biggest problem with Bond was not that Pierce Brosnan was bad. The problem with the Pierce Brosnan movies is they started getting hokey again, like the 70s Bond.
Yeah.
And
some of the 70s Bonds were good, though.
Well, they were, but they were a product of their time.
Connery Bond.
They were a product of their time. In the 60s and 70s, people accepted that. When you got to Pierce Brosnan in the 90s, people didn't want hokey anymore. And it's the same thing. Think about Batman and Robin's that category. People didn't want hokey. The 90s was a time of serious action films, you know? So I think they went the wrong direction with Pierce Brosnan. I think Pierce Brosnan was great in the role. They just went the wrong direction with it, and they rebooted, of course, with Daniel Craig. I think you can do that with Indiana Jones. You're right. They'd have to be very careful not to make it too hokey, but I think it can be done. But of course, if Harrison makes it to 2020, if he doesn't stop crashing planes in the fucking runways and shit, you know?
Well, he's still slated for one more Star Wars, though, for...
Well, how? He's dead.
He's all right.
Spoiler alert, they killed Kylo Ren through the chest.
Yes.
Hey.
They
haven't confirmed that he was dead yet.
He fell through a tavern to his greasy death on a cold planet. The planet blew up.
Yes, and the planet blew up, man.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure...
spoiler alert.
I feel like you're Finn, and you're like, he could use the Force. That's not how the Force works.
Look at Maul. Maul literally fell to his death.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of, I'm going to dog Frank while he's not here.
Yeah.
Finn is not a Force user, people. I don't care what anyone says.
He's not.
He's the Han Solo of this trilogy. Kind of a guy who, he's a mix of a Han and Luke. Kind of in the wrong place at the wrong time. Ends up in it all. He just happened to be use a lightsaber. But mm-hmm. Luke, Frank thinks that he's a freaking Force user. Finn's not a Force user.
That's like saying Poe's a Force user.
And just like Finn and Poe aren't going to be gay lovers. I don't know why people keep thinking that. Because
I would see Poe as more of a Force user because of his piloting ability. That's a Jedi trait.
Not necessarily.
That's what Qui-Gon Jinn said.
Well, I've seen
anticipating movements.
Look at you know, some of the old pilots. They weren't Force users, and they were damn good pilots.
And they all blew up.
Well, I just want to dog Frank because Finn's not a Force user. For him not showing up, falling asleep, and to show up to record. What a bitch.
Told you, he was up late looking at the My Little Ponies.
What a bitch.
Freaking
no, I'm telling you, he's
Frank.
Already in line for the freaking Pony Fest.
Yep, man. He's camped out there.
So, all right, so that's really all the news.
That is, yeah, it really is, than Frank being a My Little Pony convention fanatic.
What if he said...
Okay, you know, we're going to talk about...
convention now.
In a minute, we're going to make some more fun of My Little Pony in a minute, because Compalooza 2017 is right around the corner. What is it? 2 weeks away, right?
2 weeks away from today.
From today. Wow. And we're part of the podcast partnership program for the third straight year. We will be recording live from the floor at the... Matt, no, things are distracting there.
Yeah, sorry. I distracted.
We will be recording live for the full floor at the show. You need to send those to me.
Yeah.
So... we're going to have coverage from the floor, hopefully interviews, things like that. We'll be interviewing, hopefully, friend of the show, Chuck Huber. I'm sure he'll do an interview.
Yes.
Because, you know, Matt will go up there like, hi, I'm in your class.
I'm in your class.
How's that class going, by the way?
It's good. We're working on a final project. We are going to do an abridged, which if you don't know what abridged is, those of you listening.
Well, for people who don't know, you're taking a voice class.
Yes, I'm taking a voice
Chuck
class.
Huber.
The final project.
The voice of Android 17, right?
Android
in Dragon
17,
Ball Z. That's
Emperor
Chuck Huber.
Pilaf. Yeah. Hiei from Yu Yu Hakusho. He's been in a few video games, and of course Attack on Titan.
And a super nice guy.
Cool. Really cool. At the end of this class, we have to put together a dubbed video where we take an anime and we dub over it our own way. We write a script. It's a class project. We're auditioning right now, so I sent in my stuff today. I'm doing an Arnold Schwarzenegger narration.
Go figure. You do Arnold Schwarzenegger. Who would have freaking thought?
I'm a bit back.
And I'm doing a Russian voice that for a henchman that kind of sounds like Jean Girard from Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
But it's going really good.
So what anime are you doing it over?
We are doing Soul Eater, which is one that he also starred in, doing the voice of Stein. And he's going to lend us his voice to do Stein again for the project.
Cool. So at Compalooza, that's one of the guys, Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men, who's always accessible, will come on the show. And they announced Chuck Norris this week.
Chuck Mother Truckin' Norris.
Who hasn't done a con since, like, rumor has it, or records, so he hasn't done a con since, like, 75.
Wow.
We did San Diego. And that seems like a big deal, and it is. And the thing is about here in Texas, we're kind of privileged in Texas because Chuck Norris is a Texan.
Yes.
You know, he grew up in the Dallas area. He lived in Houston for quite many years. I actually knew a guy that knew the gym that Chuck trained at here in Houston. He used to work out with Chuck Norris and stuff like that. And I didn't believe him until this was back in the days of answering machines. He goes, watch this. And he calls the number. And, of course, Chuck didn't answer because he was out filming something. But he's like, hey, this is Chuck. Just leave your number. I'll get back to you. And it really was Chuck Norris's voice. And I was like, wow, that's really
just
cool.
Remember, Chuck Norris doesn't go to cons. Cons go to Chuck Norris.
That's true. You know. Well, did you know that he once sued the creators of Law & Order because he had already named his hands and fists that, Law & Order? You know.
I heard he fought Superman, and the loser had to wear their underwear outside of their pants.
That's why. What, Michael? Michael, my son is here at the mics. You have to speak.
Oh yes, and I also heard Chuck Norris also took Batman's belt before.
He took Batman's belt
and his cape and mask.
No
and
one takes Batman's belt.
Oh, no.
No, and he said, your bat butt face.
All right, then.
Kids, they say the darndest things.
Right? And so, Chuck, Matt, I know you're pretty excited for Chuck, but I already told you if you spend $120 to buy Chuck Norris's autograph for a photo, I'm punching you on principle. I like Chuck Norris, but that's too much fucking money.
That is.
I don't know who he thinks he is. I mean, he's a legend, but, dude, you're not Stan Lee. Stan Lee only charged 80, man. And, I mean, Chuck Norris, because we live in Texas, his autographs here are a dime a dozen. I know it's not the same as getting it in hand, but I guarantee you can go on eBay and probably find Chuck autographed items for fairly cheap. The guy's been signing shit in Texas for 50 years, you know?
I wonder what he does for photo ops.
125 also.
Are you serious?
It's the same.
No, yeah. It's 100 for... I thought I saw it the other day. It was 90 for the signature and 125 for the photo.
It's still too much money for Chuck Norris. Wow. I mean, he's cool and all, but, you know, I just walk by and see him like, hey, it's Chuck. It's cool. Yeah, that's good enough for me, you know? I mean, but...
I'll come by in costume, turn around, take a selfie.
Don't let your heroes always fool you. They're greedy fucks.
Yeah, yeah. They're not always who they are on screen.
And they may announce today, I'm excited about. You two probably don't give a rat's ass, but they announced James Robinson, comic writer, and... Tody Harris, comic artist, who did Starman back in the late 90s, and I was a big Starman fan. And so I'm excited for that. Dig out my Starman books and get some of those out. That's really the only big announcement they made lately. It's been quiet on the Comic-Palooza front, but we are 2 weeks out from the con. I don't expect anything big. I was hoping Christian Ritter would get announced to go with the rest of the Netflix people.
I was hoping for Peter Mayhew.
And but hey, Comic-Palooza, it'll be fun. You know, I do feel the lineup's a little weaker this year than in past years, but we'll see how it goes. So at Comic-Palooza, for a lot of people that don't know, is we have, and they do this a lot of cons, there are a lot of fan groups out there. Steampunk groups, Ghostbusters, Lego groups.
Yes.
Brown coats from the Firefly Serenity. All kinds of things like that from different groups out at Comic-Con or Comic-Palooza. What am I missing? I know I'm missing. I know 501st. We can get that mixed. Brian's over here about to jump out.
Battlestar Galactica.
The G.I. Joes, I think, or some.
There
sort
are
of,
some G.I. Joes.
There's Ghostbusters.
The Ghostbusters guys.
I said Ghostbusters. Oh, there's Frank's favorite group, the Bronies.
Yeah, the Bronies.
Which, you know, guys.
The furries.
Man, my first experience with Bronies was probably at Comic-Palooza 2011, maybe, 12.
Okay.
And me and Mark Nasso were sitting there, and we're like, man, what's the art over there? Like... And Mark's like, well, they drew My Little Pony. That's kind of cool. We were just saying it's cool because it's something you hadn't seen, right?
Yeah.
Because we can still respect art. You know, whether it's ponies or Barbies or Star Wars or Walking Dead, you can still respect art. So we wanted to check it out. And this guy starts talking to us like, oh, no, these are prints we had made. We're Bronies. And we're like, what is that? And the guy's like, oh, man, you never heard of Bronies? We're like this adult group that's really into, like, My Little Pony, and we find these... jokes in it for guys, and it's only men in My Little Pony. Me and Mark backed away from that table like Jason Voorhees was in front of us. Like, this is creepy. It's weird, and I just don't get it. And hey, I'm not anybody that listens to the show. If you're into Bronies, cool, whatever. I'm not gonna dog you because y'all might think it's stupid that we're into Star Wars and stuff, but man, Bronies just is really strange to me.
It's creepy.
My first experience, I was at a con in New Orleans, and we were doing some of the after hour stuff, and I was looking for a room, and I walk into a room, and it's like 10 dudes watching My Little Ponies just sitting there being all obsessive and like drooling. And I'm like, I need to get out of this room in a hurry.
And Brian hands me a paragraph here of what the 501st is. And he expects me to read this 20-page long thing on the air. But, you know, there are people one day on our Star Wars show in the future, we hope to do a full 501st episode.
Absolutely.
But for people that don't know, the 501st Legion is a international fan-based organization that's dedicated, that they build and they wear screen-accurate costumes of various Star Wars characters. Mostly, people don't know the 501st is the Empire side.
The Rebel Legion
is
the good
Rebel
guys.
Side. And they promote interest in Star Wars through wearing these costumes, and they do a lot of charity work. And I'm paraphrasing your paragraph here because it's like, way long, dude. And they do a lot of charity work. Like Brian, I know you go to a lot of hospitals and visit kids. And
usually every year that there's a Star Wars film, we go down to Texas Children's Hospital and we do troops with the kids. And that is by far one of the coolest things I've ever done, is just going down there and seeing the look on the kids' faces. And, you know, it's not just the kids. It's the parents, the nurses, the staff. We come in there, we light up the whole entire hospital. You've got doctors coming down from six floors up because, oh, my God, they heard Star Wars characters are here.
Right.
It puts a smile on your face, you know, you don't realize how big, inside of our costumes, how big of a smile we've got on our faces.
It's, right.
You know, as big as the kids are, because it's just, it's touching.
And, man, who farted? Like, I smell shit.
It could be the dog again.
Man, I hope
I
not.
I smell the dog. He had a big fart, people. Okay. Yeah.
Michael.
Anyway, So the 501st will be out there, and they encourage kids and people to come by and take pictures, and they usually will do it for free. They'll ask for donations on certain things.
We're also going to have a life-size Black Series box that we're going to have built out there, and then we're also doing a, for donations, do a Blasted Trooper, which is basically you get Nerf guns, and you get to shoot at the Stormtroopers with Nerf darts. So
yeah, and
can we bring our own Nerf guns?
No.
Ah.
And you can't load them with special paint or something.
Yeah, I was about to say, I've got twin automatic guns. Nerf guns.
And we're going to have a lot of interesting characters out this year. We're looking probably about 100 people over the whole entire weekend coming out. You know, we'll have your standard Lord Vader, your Stormtroopers, your Biker Scouts, you know, myself as the Royal Guard. I think we may end up having an Emperor Palpatine coming out Saturday, rumor has it. So it's all kind of good characters out there. And like I said, we do a lot of charity work. And the charity we're working for this year is the Ronald McDonald House.
So yeah, the 501st, you know, that's good. That's good that y'all do that. So Brian will be out there dressed as a Royal Guard, and go take a picture with us. And please do it with his mask on, because if you saw this guy, he's a scruffy looking nerfer.
Yeah, scruffy looking nerfer.
Even my fiance wants to get the mask on, so what can I say?
Hey, you know, hey, whatever y'all do in bed, you know, I mean, this guy ducks and runs. You know, you have to put on a mask. Lord knows what Frank does. You know, yeah, out here.
Is it Murray's or Brody's?
I think I saw him have like this big raccoon head at the house.
Oh, Lord.
So he's got a furry Brody.
Yes, a furry Brony.
All right, so let's get into the NFL draft is currently going on this weekend. And so we were going to do, last year we did a draft, right? And we did a superhero draft where we both picked like 10 people each. This year we're doing a draft a little different. Mm-hmm. You guys can't see it, but we have a list. And with that list, we have the heroes separated. We added some Star Wars characters, and we also added villains. We have cosmic heroes and villains. We have force users. We have street heroes and villains. And we have high-powered heroes and villains, and then we have speedsters, strength, mind powers, and then there's just a few others. Some added enjoyment to the list of Frank T. Biscuit's leprechaun powers. Yeah. So there's a little number there next to these heroes and who that you can pick, and how many you can pick. And you only pick one of them, and I'm going to do my best here to keep a list of who picked who. And so at the end, we discussed why our team is better than the other teams. And Brian, since you you know, our guest today, and Frank's not here because Frank's ass would have gone dead last for being a little bitch.
Yeah.
Can I have some hero this?
No.
Please.
Well, you can help. Come help me pick. Come over here. You can help me pick.
You're an advisor.
So Brian, who do you take in the first pick of our superhero draft?
Lord Vader.
Good.
That figures. You know. All right, Matt, who is your first pick overall?
Superman.
Michael, who should we take with our first pick here?
The Teen Titans.
Well, you can't pick a whole team. You have to pick one hero. They have to be on this list. I think we should pick Yoda.
Robin.
They pick strong characters. We need a strong character. Jean Grey, trust me. I think we're going to take Jean Grey over.
No. You told me to pick. I'm going to take Darth Vader.
He already chose Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Fun. Luke Skywalker. Yes. Come on.
Okay. That's worked. Luke Skywalker. We'll take Luke Skywalker with our first pick. All right. We can only have one Force user, though. Okay. So, Brian, your second pick.
Wolverine.
All right. Matt, the electric monkey.
Yoda.
All right. Michael, I got our second pick. Okay. I got it. Okay. With our second pick overall in the 2017 Rebel Radio Podcast Superhero Draft, I'm going to take Jean Grey.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Phoenix.
That's right.
Ooh, she's powerful.
My third pick in the 2017 draft, I'm going to take Professor X.
Ooh.
Both mind Professor readers X off the board, people. This is getting interesting. Who will the electric monkey take in the third round?
Easily. Batman, the greatest mind ever.
Going with a street hero, you're a little early in the draft.
I am.
All right, Michael, who do you think we should take with this third pick?
powerful character, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want someone with some skill, smarts.
Get closer to the mic, you buddy. Get closer to the mic. Why don't you just stay on this side with me?
I'm going to take Cyclops.
I don't know if I don't know if I agree with that pick.
He has some skill. He has smarts. And he's a leader of the
X. You're killing our team here, dude.
Come on. He's the leader of the X-Men. Come on.
All right. I get the next pick.
That's why I don't work with
Michael,
family.
You got to get close to the microphone, bub.
In the fourth pick, first pick of fourth round, I'm going with Thor.
There we go. Value pick right there.
Hell
got
yeah.
Him this late.
Value pick.
Electric monkey.
I'm going to go with Magneto.
Ooh.
Magneto. Did you just rip ass while recording?
My bot came up to say hello.
For our third pick, I think...
You mean fourth pick?
I mean, for my fourth pick here, I got to go with one of these. I'm going to go with Thanos. You know, I got to get us a power player here in this late round here. All right, Brian, pick number five. So everyone's already picked a cosmic hero and a force user.
I'm going with the Hulk.
Yeah, strength. You got to have everybody gets one strength character. Matt, the Electric Monkey, you're on the board in the 2017 Rubber Radio Podcast Superhero Draft.
You're going to go with Iron Man.
Iron Man, old Tony Shellhead Stark. For our fifth pick, Team Mark and Michael.
I'm going to go with Drax.
That's a good pick. He is on our strength list. Okay. Drax the Destroyer from Guardians of the Galaxy. Brian.
I'm going to go
your sixth pick.
What does it have to be?
Invisible Girl.
Interesting pick. Maybe a wild card?
I'm picking the wild card.
Matt, the Electric Monkey, you're on the clock.
I'm going to go with Abomination.
That's your strength pick?
That's my strength pick.
For our next pick in the 2017 Rebel Radio Podcast Draft, I got this one, Michael. I got this one. No, we already picked the strength guy. We can't pick the thing. Okay, but it's a good. That's a good choice. We're going to go with Wonder Woman.
Ooh.
Value pick.
Lasso people.
Seventh pick. We've got three rounds to go.
Deadshot.
Yeah.
Ooh. Going with the street hero.
But Matt has his neutralizer, the Batman.
That's true.
I still got Vader.
I'm going to go with Cyborg and pick my last high-powered superhero.
All right. Michael, who do you think we should take in this round? The 2017 Superhero Draft.
I had one. I'm going to go with...
I think we're going with the Flash.
No.
I'll tell you why. We'll win this fight.
I'm having a better one. Zoom.
Ooh.
It works the same way.
Yeah.
But he's faster.
All right, Brian, your eighth pick.
With my final high power, I will take Captain America.
Dum-ba-bum!
All right, Matt, you're on the board in the 2017...
Iron Man, you suck.
Rebel Radio Podcast Superhero Draft.
I'm going to go with another great strategic mind in the Green Arrow.
No, street hero. No one's really picked any street heroes.
I did.
All right, with our next pick.
I have a street hero. Let me pick that. It's a good one.
Who?
Spider-Man.
That's a good pick. He's under the high power list, says street hero. But we can use Spider-Man on our team. And I'm not really, other than the high power ones, the numbers on the street heroes and the high power are kind of thrown off since Frank didn't show up. Since I had designed it for a four-person show. So if we pick a fourth of those, it's okay.
There's a fourth of me.
Well, you and me are picking together.
A.K.A. Batman.
Oh, you're Batman?
On the show.
Oh, you're Batman?
All right, Brian.
For my next pick, Harley Quinn.
Harley Quinn.
Well, I don't know what she brings to the table, but okay.
Batman. She's crazy. She looks good.
Matt, the Electric Monkey.
You're going to have some eye candy on your team, right?
I'm going to go with Quicksilver. Get my speedster.
For our next pick, Michael, I think I know who I think we should pick.
No.
Who? I don't have him on the list.
Great Shot. Just like Deadshot. Come on.
Punisher.
No.
Deadshot's taken.
We don't have Deadpool on here. I purposely left Deadpool and Cable off the list this year.
Okay.
And Bishop. Okay, because of the way it turned out last year about him being immortal and all this.
Robin.
Oh, no.
Okay, we'll take Robin. Not the pick I would have taken. All right.
Tim Drake, Robin.
For my speedster, I'm going with the Flash.
All right, it's your final pick. This is the 10th round. Matt, your final pick.
Ooh, final pick?
That's right. I've got the final pick.
I don't know. I almost want to pick one of these leprechaun powers, but I feel like they'd be utterly useful and useless and maybe fall asleep and not show up to the battle.
Pick Leprechaun Robin. He's powerful.
No, I'm going to go with Nightwing. So there is a duo on my team.
Michael, we're going with Luke Cage for a final pick.
Steel in the late round.
Can't die.
All right, so here we have, folks. This is the list of with Brian on this year's list. He chose Darth Vader, Wolverine, Professor X, Thor, Hulk, Invisible Girl, Deadshot, Captain America, Harley Quinn, and the Flash. Matt the Electric Monkey chose Superman, Yoda, Batman, Magneto, Iron Man, Abomination, Cyborg, Green Arrow, Quicksilver, Nightwing. Can't read my own writing. Mark and Michael. We chose, you can't read it, but Luke Skywalker, Jean Grey, Cyclops, Thanos, Drax, Wonder Woman, Zoom, Spider-Man, Robin, and Luke Cage. All right, now we each have about 2 to 3 minutes to explain why our team would beat everyone else's team. We'll let the number one pick. Brian, you go first.
First off, I've got Vader. Vader is just the quintessential Force user. I don't care about the other Force users. You've got Vader as far as my Force user. With Professor X and Wolverine working together, who's going to beat them? You know, Professor X is one of the most powerful mutants out there. With his mind things, he can stop anybody. And then I've got the Hulk and the Hulk. Hulk smash.
The Hulk and the Hulk.
The Hulk and the Hulk alone, because the Hulk smash. Invisible Girl, you ain't going to see her, so how can you stop what you can't see?
Ooh, and a force field.
And a force field. Deadshot never misses. So there's a good one there.
So does
the Flash, you got to catch. Catch him if you can. Harley Quinn, I need some eye candy, so I just went with Harley Quinn.
He's honest Thor. Here.
And then Thor with his hammer? Hell yeah, that's what's up.
Hell yeah, that's what's up. Man, this is Frank the second. Okay, Matt, do you want to tell us why your team is the best of the three teams?
Well, I went with the most powerful person in the draft with my first pick. I went with the wisest Jedi. Because there is a difference between knowledge and wisdom. I went with Batman for a mind that can prep for anything. It doesn't matter who you are. He beat Darth Vader. And I mean, it was a fan-made video, but he beat Darth Vader. Magneto, power. Everything's metal around you. How can you not escape it? Iron Man, another mind. Tech, power. I'm reading yours. Cyborg. Cyborg, more tech, more power, more thinking. He can just warp anybody into another dimension. If you've seen Injustice 2, he can warp you into Apocalypse's land. Dark Side's land. So, you're gone. Abomination, he can equal power of the Hulk. It's basically having another Superman. Green Arrow, another mind. Huge arsenal. Quicksilver, I've got some speed. He can neutralize all the speed. And then Nightwing to go pair with Batman. So you have the old dynamic duo of Dick and Bruce together. Can't stop them. You can't stop the original Street Fighter.
All right, boys. You would like to be men, but I'm ready to bring you all down to the level. Okay. Luke, maybe not as powerful as Vader in some ways, but you know, he'll keep Vader distracted enough. In the meantime, while Jean Grey uses her mind power, she'll pretty much melt the minds of everyone else.
Not that Professor X.
That doesn't have super mind powers. Cyclops, Thanos, Drax, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, and Robin. They're all muscle, along with Luke Cage, okay? That's all you need, because I have Zoom. Because someone who drives the Flash didn't think about it. If you kill any of my characters, Zoom just goes back in time and quickly relaunches everything. He turns into a loop, an instant loop of just death and destruction for the rest of your teams. Because Zoom just keeps going back in time, back in time, back in time. Back in time to how y'all suck at this this draft. Michael, your thoughts on how good our team is. He just takes Flash, he throws him in the Speed Force. Done.
Yeah, but what you gonna do when Vader Force chokes you?
So, how Luke Skywalker is powerful. He has a mind, scale.
Force choke won't work on Jean Grey. Her mind is too powerful.
He has.
If he can stop him.
He has skill.
Okay.
Wait. Okay. I'm just gonna go to the next one.
But Michael, we got it. I think we already won this. These guys don't know what they're doing.
I'll take number two. I definitely got number two. No, my team would definitely beat yours.
Fine, I'll take Robin.
But that's the fun in doing this. We always had some fun with the draft. You know, if Frank was here, well, the reason I didn't put Deadpool in the list last year is we had Deadpool in the list, and then Frank picked him, and he's all like, oh, he's immortal. He'll just keep coming back. He's immortal. It was like, all right, Frank, that was his only argument. And Frank has got dogged this entire show today for not showing up.
Yeah, because he's sleeping on his big butt and probably singing in the shower and saying, "Oh, I got my little pony." Okay.
And another, we normally do face off on this show, which is a debate show, and we do download this with another set, and we're skipping download this today because I haven't really downloaded anything.
I've downloaded. I've downloaded two things.
I even downloaded something.
Okay,
he's
then
downloaded Bowman, Pokemon Go.
Well, that's old, but.
Okay, well then we'll do download this.
Okay, so I downloaded Nonstop Chuck. And basically all you do nonstop is kick butt with Chuck Norris all the time. And it's nonstop fighting. I also re-downloaded Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes, which I hadn't played in a while. Now I have an Android.
I played it some.
I like it. I'm level 23.
I'm still mad that you said Street Fighter was free and it wasn't, because I really wanted to play Street Fighter. I'm still upset with you on that. I'm bitter about it. You misled our listeners.
I did mislead our listeners.
So, Nonstop Chuck. And that's Chuck Norris?
Yes.
You would. Brian,
I re-downloaded all the seasons of Orange is the New Black and been watching that again.
Orange is the New Black.
Hell yeah.
Man, that's better than Frank and his things he downloads. Fluffy.
Hey, it's a prison show with titties and ass.
Okay, so I didn't really download this, but it's something. So I got a new game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure every kid knows this. It's Ben 10.
You got it on your Wii, right?
Oh, yeah, Ben 10. Wii. Don't you mean Ben Tennyson?
Well, kind of the same thing. So, and I got it because it was...
like, because of forearms?
Well, because you got it for your Wii.
Yeah. And it's really fun to play. You can find it in half price books, probably any game store too. It's fun because all the characters are fun to play. And done.
Okay.
Oh, and I have
something. Hold up. Why? I haven't really downloaded anything, but we did rent and watch Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which, for the part of the Harry Potter universe, it was interesting. Kind of a neat movie. It was a little weird that Johnny Depp was revealed at the end. Oh, spoiler alert, as the bad guy at the end of the movie. I was a little, like, Colin Farrell just turned into Johnny Depp. I was like, that's weird.
That is really weird.
I didn't get it. I guess you have to be, like, a hardcore Harry Potter mythology person to understand that Johnny Depp's character was talked about in the Harry Potter films, and he's, like, this legendary bad guy. And so I guess I'm not a hardcore Harry Potter guy, so I didn't get it. I'm like, okay, why is that a big deal? He turned into Johnny Depp. I was like, I didn't really understand it. But I guess there's hardcore Harry Potter people out there that got that,
Mm-hmm.
But the movie was enjoyable. It was well done. And, I guess they're turning into, I originally was going to be a trilogy. Now they're talking about doing five of these Fantastic Beasts films. I don't know. We'll see.
Could work out.
I did feel like watching Fantastic Beasts was kind of like watching The Hobbit. It's like trying to cash in on something that was very successful and adding a lot more CGI. There's a lot of CGI in Fantastic Beasts. It's just like the Hobbit movies were. There's like a lot of CGI in the Hobbit movies compared to even Lord of the Rings movies. And, sometimes these franchises try to cash in on things to make more money because they were successful one time. And sometimes maybe you should just let it go, And who knows?
Cass. You want to take his... face.
Yes. His face.
We had a draw last time for Face Off.
We did.
Okay. Where Matt and Frank, it was the Avengers vs. Justice League, and they tied. Okay. And I couldn't decide who was going to win. I both gave convincing arguments. We even had a rebuttal. Did I say that right? Rebuttal?
Rebuttal. Not
so,
rebuttal.
So Brian, you're going to play Frank today. Okay.
I
want to play Matt.
Matt's here.
I'm here.
Come on.
No, Mikey.
Okay. So, Brian, you have to... If you lose for Frank, don't worry, we're not going to be upset,
So I can purposely lose?
You can get the worst.
He probably deserves it after not showing up today.
Yes.
And we originally were going to let Brian pick the face off today since he's the guest, and we're just going to watch Matt and Frank battle it out. But instead, I'm going to pick it, and I'm going to play off of the superhero draft we just did, and we're just going to go after two big old bad guys today, all right? We're going to take Thanos and Darkseid and tell me who should win. You're supposed to... Oh,
Thanos.
The rules of face-off.
Darkseid.
Oh, yeah, you're supposed to call the name, and then you get a couple minutes. Okay, Matt, go.
Thanos has five or four Infinity Stones.
And Brian's looking up
into his gauntlet.
Darkseid real quick on his phone.
They hold unlimited power. Four stones of unlimited power. And Thanos is huge, just like Darkseid. He's just as big. Has his own army, just like Darkseid, but he's got more firepower in that fist than Darkseid has in his little wavy laser things. So that the thing from Thor: The Dark World, the essence, not the essence, but
the Infinity Stone.
Yeah, the Infinity Stone that Malachi used.
Yeah,
the Dark Elf one.
Right.
So that can absorb all kinds of energy. We saw it absorb Thor's energy. The ether. The ether is all powerful as far as a defensive mechanism, and in fact, it wouldn't let anybody touch what his girlfriend. So he's got all this power in his gauntlet.
If he has a gauntlet,
well, I'm saying he does.
But what if he doesn't?
Well, then
why is Thanos a badass? Because he's a badass.
Look, DC fanboy. Don't take me down a notch.
All right, Brian, Darkseid, you have to defend, or Frank loses.
Well, Darkseid can teleport and time travel. So, if he ever feels that he's getting his ass whooped, he can always just go back in time.
I forgot he can teleport.
He's also got telekinesis, too, so he can get inside your head.
Ugh. And beat you inside your
mind. And he can absorb energy, too. So, try to throw something at him. He'll just absorb it and use it right back at you.
Infinity Stones will not allow him to do that. He has the Mind Stone.
But he energy and mass manipulation. How about that one?
Can't manipulate the ether.
Yes, you can.
You know what? Damn it. We're going to give this victory to Matt anyways just because Frank didn't show up. And it was a throw on the wall. It was a fly on the wall, throw together face off. And Brian cheated by Googling. Supposed to do it off the top of your head. But screw Frank. He gets a loss today. So it's going to. Everyone's tied at two apiece now, I believe.
Well, we had half a point.
There's no half point. That was something Frank made up.
Oh, okay.
It was just a draw. There's just a draw. So it's 2-2-2.
Oh, yeah.
We're only counting victories. We're not counting draws and losses.
Hey, Dad, I want to have one face-off with Matt. Come on. I'll have a good character.
No. We'll do it next time.
Next time, Mikey.
Explain it. Come on. It's a good one.
Mikey, next time.
Let me and Matt do it. I'm telling you.
But you can't pick the name and pick. That's not fair.
Yes. Yeah. No, you can't.
Well, come on. Pick one for me. Come on. Go back.
Very quick one. Batman versus Robin.
Robin.
Batman.
Okay, why is Batman going to kick Robin's butt?
Because he has more gadgets, and Robin has his little staff, and just going to beat Batman up. But Batman has more martial arts skills than Robin. Batman can go ahead and just jump over Robin, knock him out, and he can say, I kicked your butt.
Okay.
Man, that's pretty good. Mikey, I think I picked the wrong person. You win, buddy.
All right.
Just say yours.
That was good. That was our end of the show face-off.
Yes, Bubba.
So I win.
Okay, you got a victory.
I'll bring you M&M's next time.
Brian is Frank Jr. He disappears to the restroom.
He just disappeared. We turned his back and everything.
Apologize for that's a little Wyatt in the background knocking on the door as he plays outside. You know. And so anyway, well, that's the end of the show. I don't have anything else.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Brian just disappeared to not introduce himself.
Yeah.
But to unintroduce himself. No. Okay. Let me see. So this has been Mark.
This has been Matt.
And Brian.
And thanks for listening as always.
And Michael Nasher the Batman.
Go to TrustMeI'mAJedi.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, all those things. You can find us on Google Play now. Take a couple minutes to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. It really helps us out. And stay tuned. We've got more Compalooza coverage as we get a little closer to the con. We have at least one more show, if not two, before the con. And we appreciate you as always for listening. Until next time, just go there and do it.
Yeah!
Hey, this is Marky Ramone, and you're listening to the Rebel Radio Podcast.
This is Chuck Huber. You're listening to the Rebel Radio Podcast. Stop being so awesome.